This is Greta Mart for KCBX News.
Philippa Bizou is the board president of the Santa Barbara Transgender Advocacy Network, or SBTAN. Friday evening on the UC Santa Barbara campus, SBTAN is hosting an International Transgender Day of Visibility celebration. This is the second annual event the nonprofit has held.
KCBX News spoke with Bizou via phone this week to find out more. We started with the basics, like the term itself. The word transgender is an adjective, not a verb, so you don't add the suffix ed on the end like you would with a verb. People are transgender, not transgendered. A key part of SBTAN's mission is providing education and training for individuals and organizations like schools, hospitals, and government agencies on best practices. So, Ms. Bizou, when you do these trainings, what are your main points?
Basically, we start out with what is transgender and what is non-binary or gender non-conforming. And it's basically the concept of that gender is a binary paradigm, and people have a hard time grasping that. So to make it easier, we start out, well, if someone identifies as transgender, you ask the first and very first thing is, what is your pronouns, if you're not sure? Now, what is your pronouns is an entry into social engagement, also professional, and even in the medical world. It's very important to ask people what their pronouns mean. My pronouns are she, hers, and hers. That's how I identify as a transgender person. There are trans men. It identifies he. There's also non-binary and other in the spectrum that identify as they and their. So starting with pronouns and training and offering for people to practice, and we're going to fail. I fail sometimes too. That's the first start. Once you've established that people prefer a pronoun, then you've created a connection with them. You've created a respectful notion with them, and then it's easier to be in dialogue about other issues.
What do you feel are the biggest challenges for transgender people on the Central Coast? What do you find in your daily life?
Well, for me in Santa Barbara, I found my daily life fairly comfortable. I don't feel like I have a huge issue of safety, but it's always on my mind. I will say for the adult transgender community, it's quite hidden in the Santa Barbara area, and we have a goal of, you know, making that more available for safety and empowering people in employment and social interaction.
Is it a different situation for the generation coming of age now?
I will say what's thriving right now is the transgender youth community. It's exploded on the Central Coast. For Santa Barbara, only 2.5 years ago, Santa Barbara Transgender and Santa Barbara Trans Youth organization started out of one family with a trans-identified child, and that family eventually formed some support groups, then they formed a group here and then a board, and now we have over 40 families of trans-identified youth and their parents. So this is a thriving organization that is honoring the trans youth and helping them identify, and in the meantime, we're training people in the community how to be inclusive.
What will people find Friday evening at the event?
We'll be having performers, speakers, art, silent auction, a really great time. We'll be raising a little money, but it's really more about raising awareness.
The Transgender Day of Visibility event happens on Friday, March 24th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the UCSB Multicultural Center.
It is open to the general public, not just students. I've been speaking with Philippa Bizou of the Santa Barbara Transgender Advocacy Network. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.